Christmas, everyone! And welcome to this very special edition of Meet the People of MCB with Kay Momquist and Chip Haley. Sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Greetings, everyone, and happy holidays. So glad to have you alongside today. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Momquist.
I tell you, Kay, I am really excited about today's interview. How about you?
You know what? I can't believe that we actually got this person to actually have the time to interview with
us. Oh, that's right. You're right.
I think it's great.
Yeah. So the question is, Kay, have you been naughty or nice this holiday season?
I refuse to answer that on the grounds it might incriminate me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special guest today. We're going to have fun today. I hope you enjoy this podcast of Meet the People of MCB. We have today, actually have this individual that is so popular, so well-known. Welcome, Santa Claus.
Well, thank you there, Chip and Kay. It's a pleasure to be on the program with you today. And Kay, I want you to know, no matter what you happen to say there, that I happen to have the list of whether you are naughty or nice. And remember, I checked before I came out on Christmas Eve.
Santa Claus, you were really cutting out there. Could you repeat that?
Okay, sorry about that there. You know, here at the North Pole, we have kind of some regular connections there that sometimes are pretty good and sometimes they do cut out. So we'll try and do our best on this. But, you know, I once again was saying thank you, Chip and Kay there. You know, we go through things and Kay was talking about being on the list. Whether she was naughty or nice and didn't want to answer. And, oh, you know, I have the list. Remember that. So I know whether you've been naughty or nice. And I.
Well, I know you got to at least check it twice. But with Kay, you might have to check it a whole lot more.
That's for sure.
Hey, listen there, Oldster. You got 10 years on me, so he's going to have to really look through his list.
Oh, goodness. Santa Claus, I know that you were born in 270 A.D. Now, I'm not a mathematician, but how old would that make you?
Well, you know, as you look at it here in this year of 2022, you know, that puts me at a little about 1800 or so years old.
And tell us then, so how have you been able to stay so healthy?
Well, most of it's from eating all those cookies and drinking all that milk, because, you know, milk is healthy for you. And whenever it's left out for me at those houses I stop at, that just helps me to go on and help me get through the cold. And also just keeps me young.
Can I ask a question, Santa Claus? How in the world many cookies do you eat on Christmas night when you're delivering cookies?
Well, you know, it depends, because some only leave a couple and some leave a dozen. And trying to get all those cookies down whenever I'm trying to deliver presents to all the good little boys and girls and put things in their stockings and get up and down the chimney and house to house, you know, I really have to kind of rush it. So I would probably say, probably a good 2 or 3 million cookies. Just...
Okay.
Wow. So Santa Claus, I know your wife's name, Mrs. Claus, her name is Jessica, but do you actually have a pet name for her?
Well, you know, we all have pet names for our wives, and I just call her Rose because she had when we met, just like I did, and eventually, you know, mine turned to white and hers did too, but just color reminded me of Rose, and so that's what I call her.
Okay, all right. And I know for you, you've got several names. You go by Saint Nick, you go by Chris Kringle, Oh Jolly Nicholas, and all these different kind of names, Father Christmas. But how did you come up with the name Santa Claus?
Well, you know, some instances, as we go around the world, everybody happens to give me a different name, and it all pretty much means the same thing, but it basically originated from the Dutch nickname of Sinterklaas, and it was a shortened form of Sint Nicholas, which is translated as the Dutch name for Saint Nicholas. And so there are, like I say, there are different ones that different variations, and that's okay because I don't mind answering to any of them because I want everybody to feel welcome around me and comfortable and know that they can end up being good, and I will be sure to deliver presents to them.
Oh, that's great. But hey, you've got some questions, I know, for Santa Claus.
Well, yeah, I have one for you, Santa Claus. You know, in the movie A Christmas Story, what did you bring Ralphie for a present?
Well, you know, Kay, that for everybody that's watched that movie, that's a pretty good question, and a lot of times appears on a lot of trivia. And we all know that that was a BB gun. And, of course, when Ralphie asked about that, of course, we know what the famous statement was that he was told is, you'll shoot your eye out. And they can be dangerous, but with the right training, then they're okay. And I think Ralphie did okay once he got his BB gun.
Okay.
In fact, it was a Red Ryder BB gun.
It sure was, yeah. So, on another, I've had kids ask me this question, and I can't answer it because I don't know. So, is the story Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer true? Did you actually really have a Rudolph that guided your sleigh one night when it was really foggy?
Well, you know, yes, I did. And, as you see the story, it basically went as what you see in the story as you read it or you see the show on television. And, you know, Rudolph, the reindeer age as well. And eventually, even though they have a long time, they eventually get to the point where they have to give up guiding the sleigh. And, it ended up that Rudolph had a son, and we didn't want to call him Junior, so we just ended up calling him Rudy. And he had some issues whenever he was born, to where after a while he developed cataracts, and he couldn't see to guide the sleigh, and we almost thought he was going to miss out on following in his father's footsteps. But we found a vet that was able to take care of that and clear those up. And now he gets to do that and follow, and he does a real good job.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Did you know that more than 2,000 churches are dedicated to St. Nicholas?
Yes, I do. And that's really an honor to me because, you know, when you look at it as far as church goes, we all know that Jesus is really the reason for the season. And it all has to do with gift giving. And Jesus was the one perfect gift. And so for churches to honor me in that way, I really appreciate that and am really humbled by it.
Okay. Hey, Chip, you want to take over for a little bit?
I will do that. Thank you. So, Santa Claus, I know that you were originally from Turkey, and now today you are so well known all over the world. In fact, the one of the things that you mentioned that a lot of the homes that you visit, the little kiddos, they'll put out a plate of cookies and milk for you, but the Swedish children provide you with a cup of coffee. What other kinds of things do parents, children leave out for you as you visit their homes besides with the milk and cookies or a cup of coffee?
Well, in different countries, they do different things. In Mexico, they end up leaving sopapillas for me because they're nice and sweet. And just like cookies, you know how I like sweets. And then, you go to some of the other countries, and over in Europe, some of the countries leave strudel. And we get a lot of things like that. But one of the things that's also nice is that they not only think of me, but they think of my reindeer. My reindeer like carrots. And so there are some places where there ends up being a carrot there by my plate of what's left for me so that I can go out and share it with my reindeer and kind of give them a little bit of fuel for the trip as we go around the world delivering gifts.
Well, I know all the different things, the different things that the parents and the kiddos leave out for you. But one of the things that I understand that the reindeers, what about them? They like those carrots. So we got to be mindful of them too. So kiddos and parents, when you leave out those milk and cookies, you better be sure to leave out some of those carrots too, because they're working so hard to deliver Santa all across the world. So let me ask you, Santa, how long does it actually take you? How fast do you really have to travel to get all those presents to the entire world?
Well, if you were to figure it in actual time, it would be about 6 million miles per hour. But
Wow.
ways to work around, it actually works with Christmas magic, and we're able to move along a little bit faster than that. Reindeer can pretty much cover, just say, as a round figure, about 500 miles in about a minute or two if we have to go.
Okay. And how many presents would you say that you actually deliver?
Oh goodness gracious! I would guess probably one of the last counts that we had was a little over 500 million.
Wow. Okay. And do you actually have a favorite spot in the world that sticks out in your mind that you really love to visit?
Yes, I do. And that's usually about the day after Christmas. I love to go to the beach.
Okay. All right. How about it, Kay? You got some more questions?
Santa Claus, do you know what beverage company used your name and started to use your likeness in 1931 and has continued to do so even up to today?
Well, a lot of times, even today, whenever we go through and we see the advertising with Santa Claus and it being related to a beverage, we usually think of Coke. And even before that, the first one to use my likeness and all was called the White Rock Beverages Company. And but later on, Coca-Cola took that over. And so when you see the trucks going by or see advertisements and on the cans in the stores and things, you'll usually see them on Coca-Cola products.
Okay. Here's an interesting question. How many reindeer do you have altogether? I mean, I know it takes eight to fly the sleigh, but do you keep others in reserve, or do you have like a herd of them, or how does that work?
Usually, we keep about 18 to 25, something like that, in the barns there at the North Pole. And we let them try out and play the reindeer games and do some other things there that as we go along, you know, we look to see who really wants to pull my sleigh. Kind of like whenever in sports with football or baseball, and those players have to try. Same thing with my reindeer. They have to try out, and usually it's pretty much been the same ones as what, like the original eight were. And but as it goes along, we do let them rotate because sometimes they do get tired and we want to give them a little bit of a break.
Okay. And then as far as your elves are concerned, I guess I got on this fix here. Now I'm kind of curious. Does it take, you know, hundreds of elves to run all the workshops and build all the toys, or do you order them in from Amazon these days, or what's the plan?
Well, pardon me. Yeah, we have a good number of elves there at the North Pole, and I've kind of lost count as to how many there are, because we've had to bring a few others in, and as new elves are born and all, and they grow up, they become a part of it. And so we probably have a couple thousand, 3,000 elves anyway that help out, and they work everywhere from helping with building the toys and then painting the toys and packaging the presents and helping them get in my bag for the sleigh and also they each have different duties that they perform.
Okay. Who decided what color your suit was going to be? I mean, was that just something that you thought would look catchy, or was it done that way for a reason, or do you have any reason behind it?
Well, you know, whenever there are a number of different looks that Santa has had over the years, and I wasn't always my nice, jolly old self that people think of me as now. I used to be pretty skinny back in the day, and I didn't wear the red suit. I wore a longer coat, or this just a number of different outfits. But you know, as it went along, the red suit came to be, and that partly was put together by some of the more modern ideas. But anyway, just looking at something so that it would be a little more universal. When people think of me, when they see me, they think of me in that red suit and the jolly old belly that shakes like a bowl full of jelly and
yep.
And all the things that you hear about in the song.
Okay. Chip, do you have a couple of more questions?
I certainly do. So Santa Claus, I understand that there was a group of scientists that did a reconstruction of your facial expression, and they seen where your nose was actually broken. How did your nose get broken?
Well, that just kind of happened right at the beginning whenever we got out trying to start working with the reindeer and flying and getting used to doing some of that. And, you know, you don't always do it right the first time. And we ended up kind of having a little bit of an accident where the sleigh just went over and I hit the and just kind of evolved from there. But yeah, one of those things you learn from. So anyway, I haven't had any issues since.
Okay. Well, you were kind of breaking up there again. So could you again repeat what exactly happened? How did you break your nose?
Sorry about that. We were at the very beginning trying to work with the reindeer, and some of the reindeer fly, but not all. And so we were trying to find which ones did and which ones could work together side by side, and like a team of horses will do pulling a wagon sometimes. And you, as you work through those things, you sometimes have things pop up, and we did. We ended up with that, and the sleigh went off one way, and I tried to catch things, and I happened to get just right and broke my nose. But
okay. Well, Santa Claus, there are a couple of states that have towns named after you, Indiana and Georgia. So there's actually Santa Claus town in Indiana and Georgia. How does that make you feel? Does that, that's really got to touch your heart?
That really does, you know, just kind of honoring me that way. I know, also there are a number of different places, like they're in, they're at the base of Pikes Peak. There's a little, shop that, you can go to and visit called North Pole City. And I believe is the name of it. And a few other businesses call that, but, you know, they try and they do things like they're in Indiana and the other in Georgia there where, you can, send your mail to Santa and it goes and they make sure that I get it. And then we make sure to answer every letter that's sent to us and, let the boys and girls know that, Santa has received their request and will do everything he can to fulfill their wishes.
Well, you know, there's a little town about 50 miles south of Joplin called Noel. Have you been there? I'm sure you have.
Of course I have. It's one of the places I have to visit on Christmas Eve to deliver gifts to. And, you know, as you go through, it just, again, reminds you of Christmas, the Christmas story, and what Christmas is all about.
With Santa Claus in 1947, Gene Autry made popular the song Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Do you have a favorite song, or would you consider that your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, that probably would be my favorite just because of what it talks about with making the list and checking it twice and, you know, all the different things that we try to push for on Christmas of everybody being nice and getting along and also that would probably be it.
Well, you're talking about the, you know, being naughty or nice. What do you give the kiddos that are naughty?
You should know that one. Well, no, you may not, because you've always been on the nice list. So those that aren't on the nice list usually end up with the lump of coal in the
There you go, Kay.
Yeah, well, Santa Claus, I do have a question now that you brought up the I have read that the earlier Santa Claus is always was holding a birch rod. Do you have any idea why they were doing that or why you were doing that? Why, well, you must know because you were hanging on to it, but why are you always depicted holding a birch rod? Was it to smack the reindeer up a bit or what was the deal? I don't know.
Well, you know,
was it a walking stick?
Yeah, kind of both of what you're mentioning there, you know, just kind of help me, guide me along, steady me a little bit, because, you know, carrying that big bag of gifts, trying to get down the chimney, maneuver on the rooftops and some of the other things, you know, it's not always easy to keep your footing. And so that kind of helps me out a little bit. But, you know, then whenever we're trying to fly and one of the reindeer gets a little bit cantankerous, then I've got to use that birch rod. I try and do that a little more in a whip, it being a little more natural with the in the wood and all. All they need to hear more is sound than it actually, you know, tell anything. But we get there.
Well, that's the main thing. Okay, that clears that up a bit. You know, it's really fascinating when you read and see how many different countries have how many different names for you. Of course, some of them speak different languages, but like Kris Kringle, Santa Claus, Saint Nick, and things like that. Does that make you feel kind of honored to have so many names and variations and be so sought after all over the world?
Well, you know, I feel honored. So what I said earlier, it's just something that is an honor. It's much appreciated, both names and towns and other different things, books and songs and so much that brings me into the picture. And again, it's not about, you know, as things go. It's about gift giving and about us caring for one another and doing some of those things. And so I'm hoping whatever people call me or whatever they see, whatever image they use, that they think about that. They think about the gift giving and what Christmas is all about.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, you know, they talk about goodwill toward men and, you know, how that it shouldn't just be this time of the year. It should be all the time people should think about that. But yeah, well, that's a great answer. And that's nice to know that you're so humble and so appreciative. I know we're appreciative of what you do. I can't imagine all the work that goes into doing what you do and then actually being able to go around the world in one night. And that brings up my next question. So you do a lot of traveling and you talk about how fast the reindeer have to travel. Is there any truth to the idea that you actually crunch time over Christmas night so that you can actually make all those journeys?
Well, like I said a while ago, you know, it has to do with the Christmas magic. If it wasn't for the Christmas magic, wouldn't be able to do what I do. The reindeer probably wouldn't be able to fly. We couldn't get all those toys made in the amount of time that we do, even though we have a full year. You know, there's a lot of times that those letters don't come in till more toward Christmas. So we really have to rush it. So we have that extra little special magic that exists at the North Pole and goes with us as we go around the world. And it's what kind of, it's also what helps me get down the chimney. Because as you know, a lot of chimneys are pretty small and I'm pretty good size. And so, you know, whenever you look at it, that was one question I heard, had some little girl ask me one time, and I couldn't really answer her question without giving away my secrets. But, you know, it mainly just leaving it at the Christmas magic. That's what makes it happen.
Okay. Chip, back to you.
All right. Thank you. Santa Claus, we all know about the Grinch that has tried to steal Christmas. And I know that you don't hold any animosity towards the Grinch, do you?
You know, Chip, no, I don't. And the reason why is because we all know what the issue was with the Grinch overall and what ended up happening with him. And that was because his heart changed. And, you know, that's what happens with a lot of people. A lot of people go through so many things as they approach Christmas, things that happen at Christmas. And sometimes things are difficult. And as we go through, you know, just like with the Grinch, we sometimes take it out on others, and it's really not against them. It's just something we have to deal with within ourselves. You know, as we look at it, like with the Grinch, eventually we see love shown and forgiveness and just different things that help us to change our heart. And when we change our heart, then our attitude changes and we're able to make things a whole lot better for everybody else.
Well, Santa Claus, do you have a favorite Christmas memory that you would like to share?
One that I have wasn't so much on Christmas itself, but it was the opportunity because, you know, as different ones go along, probably a couple of different memories that I have. One was when I was sitting and the children were coming to share their wishes with me. And I had one little girl that came up and sat on my lap, and her mom came up with her and she said, you know, you really don't have to talk to her. She just wanted to see you. And I knew what was going on, and the little girl was deaf. And so I was able to sit there with her and talk to her in sign language and just seeing how her face lit up. And we were able to sit there and she was able to share her list with me in that way that might not have happened otherwise, even through a letter. But, you know, just being able to do it personal with Santa Claus. And then there was another one where there was a little boy who was blind, and he had had Santa Claus described to him, but he was able to get up in my lap and feel my beard and feel my belly and my nose. And just see the smile on his face. You know, just things like that are what make me happy and give me good memories.
You know, Santa Claus, you are loved and appreciated by so many of the kiddos. They believe in you, and you mean so much to them. And I know, you know, whether or not oftentimes they may not always get the presents that maybe they've asked for. And because I know you're really a busy person, but I know so many of the kids love writing you letters and love having you come to their homes. So when they wake up on Christmas morning to go and see what presents that you've left. So, you know, we can't express our appreciation for all that you do for the little kiddos and even for the adults as well. So let me ask you then also, you know, throughout history, the kiddos, and as they grow older, stop believing in you, how does that make you feel?
Well, you know, Chip, that kind of makes me feel sad, because of the one thing about Christmas and being a child is that joy and that hope and all. And it's just kind of sad to see how that leaves with people as they get older. And sometimes it's because of, you know, being so busy. And as we go along, we sometimes lose hope. We lose sight of some of those things. And even, as mentioned a while ago, what Christmas is all about. And so I just hope that, again, as the Christmas time is here, and as it comes about each year, that when people think about Christmas, no matter where they are in the world, and they think about me in part, they think about the hope that can come. And, you know, there have been times when I've had children who have had a broken family, and they come along and they ask to have a daddy or a mama return, or those, maybe one of those parents have passed on, something like that. And there's some of that grief and that loss. And there are certain things that Santa can do and certain things that Santa can't do. But once all comes about, I do my best to try and do things to bring them hope and to make them cheerful and happy. And especially knowing on Christmas morning that they're going to wake up to gifts and hopefully family and some things that will take their minds off of those issues.
I'll tell you, Kate, I'm going to let you ask Santa Claus your favorite question that you always like to ask, and then we'll close it out for today.
All right, Santa Claus, I liked what you had to say there. That was really good. But before I ask my question, I do have a question that kind of makes me curious. When you travel, you know, you go through towns and through countries and things like that, and some of the weather may not be the greatest. I mean, there may be blizzard conditions and things like that. Have you ever had really bad adventures in blizzard-like conditions, or, you know, high winds or anything else like that, let alone the fact that you're making your own high wind just by traveling at the speed you're traveling? But, I mean, do you run into bad weather situations, or do you travel fast enough that you just get through them rapidly?
Well, you know, with some of that, that's partly where Rudolph came in kind of handy, because there for a while until Rudolph came into the world and grew up and was able to guide my sleigh, we did run into conditions like that, and we almost had to cancel Christmas a couple of times because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, so Rudolph coming along, and then later on Rudy, you know, those things helped out, because you can't really travel with spotlights or headlights or something like that, because you get into those blinding conditions and all that doesn't help. But those reindeer are pretty good about cutting through all that and getting us where we need to go. And even as fast as we travel, fortunately with the Christmas magic, it helps out that with that speed, we don't cause any sonic booms and wake the kiddies up knowing Santa Claus is overhead.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That's good to know, I guess, for sure. My question that I always ask is kind of a different one, and this is going to be really fascinating for you, for coming from you. Is there anything that people don't know about Santa Claus that you do, like a hobby or something that you've done in your lifetime, not to mention the traveling with the reindeer, but something that you've done that nobody really knows about except for people that are close to you and that other people might find rather surprising?
Oh, you know, that just kind of, I don't always share it so much as far as some of it goes, because if I do, sometimes it takes place at different locations and sometimes I find the same place. And, you know, it's really kind of hard to share something like that, because I have so many things that I do like to do. I like to, like I said, I like to go to the beach. I like to play golf, and sometimes I just like to sit back and read and take it easy, especially the few days or month, maybe even month after Christmas and all that delivery and everything. But the main thing that I really like to do, which really isn't necessarily a secret, is I like to spend time with Rose, just because she does so much for me and gives me my motivation. And even as I start to thin out a little bit, she makes sure I get plenty of cookies and other things. So
that's great. That's just the opposite. I can hear most women nagging at their husbands, "You're eating too much," and yours says, "You're not eating enough." I think that's great. So, well, you know what? That's cool to know that you like the beach, you like to read and golf, and it sounds like you're pretty much like anybody else. You like your time to just regroup and stuff. So that's awesome to know.
That's right. That's right. You know, we all need a break once in a while, and it's not all constant fixing of the or building of the toys and doing some of the other things as we get ready for Christmas. There's a little bit of downtime on occasion, but we still have to keep our mind on that December 25th date for what is recognized most of the time. And you know, some celebrate a couple other times during the year or a little bit earlier around that, but we just have to keep it there with that in mind of what our ultimate goal is.
All right, Chip, back to you.
Thank you. Well, Santa Claus, we want to thank you so much for being our special guest here today on Meet the People of MCB. It's been fun. I want to thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule. We want you to know how much we appreciate it. Also, please let your wife, Mrs. Claus, know how much we appreciate her and give her our best. And please also make sure that you go by and pet all of your reindeers. Let them know how much all of the kiddos, the parents, appreciate each and every one of your reindeers that make it possible for you to deliver all of those presents. So thank you again, Santa Claus, for being our special guest here today.
Well, thank you, Chip and Kay, for letting me be on the program with you. And, you know, we've got to make sure that we're all ready for Christmas Eve. So y'all be naughty and not naughty, because remember, I do check that list, and I want y'all to get something good and not that lump of coal.
Okay, thank you, Santa Claus. Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear and talk to Santa Claus, his telephone number is 605-313-0691. Again, that's 605-313-0691. And be sure to give him a call, because I know he would love to hear from you. Or if you know someone that you would like for Kay and I to interview next time here on Meet the People of MCB, we would love to hear from you as well. You can call me, Chip Haley, at 417-540-9703.
Or you can call me, Kay Malmquist, at 608-436-2610.
You never know, you might hear yourself next time, right here on Meet the People of MCB. Meantime, ladies and gentlemen, have a warm and wonderful Christmas holiday. Enjoy the new year, everybody. Bye-bye for now.
Hello, I'm Karen. I'm 5 years old.